Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Celebrations for her in the spirit in which they were given. She was a little concerned, however, to the extent in which Mrs. Jedson, Bobby, and Edith were dropped out of the conversations at Mrs. Stewart's dinner table. She hoped the coldness she sensed in Mrs. Stewart's approach to Mrs. Jedson was just an imaginary one. It wasn't until Monday that she had a few moments alone with Uncle Jimmy.
Uncle Jimmy, I can't tell you in words just how wonderful it is to be home again. I miss each and every one of you.
Just about the same?
Well, almost.
Mm-hmm. Almost, eh?
Yes. I'm afraid you're setting a trap for me, Uncle Jimmy.
Why, Rosalind, with such a very innocent remark as almost, eh?
I think I'd better come right out and be honest. I did miss all of you, that's true. But, well, you and Mother Jedson and Florence...
You see what trouble we get into when a compliment has to be extracted by such subtle ways?
Would a nice big kiss and a hug make up for such terrible neglect?
My dear, a nice big kiss and a hug from you would make your old Uncle Jimmy feel that you'd never gone away at all.
Dear Uncle Jimmy. There.
Oh, bless you, my dear.
I don't want the others to know this, but I felt so terribly alone the first 3 days in Reno that... Mm. But I was almost tempted to telegraph you that I was coming home.
You were so lonely.
Mm-hmm. But it was fear more than anything else, I guess. I suddenly realized that I was a woman, unequipped to face life, with no preparation for a career. Of course, I could have gone back to being a waitress, but to what end?
Well, more power to you for having had the courage of your convictions, for having stuck it out. And made the most out of a very unusual 6 weeks. Well, my dear, again, we're all so thrilled that you're being home. And, well, now Uncle Jimmy must hie himself onto his garden.
Before you go, if you have just a moment more to spare...
Why, of course, my dear, as many moments as you wish.
I suppose I'm foolish for even thinking such things. Women do have imaginations, you know. But didn't something happen while I was gone?
Something happened? Well, Rosalind, here, in a family where Johnny Stewart is the youngest, just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things have happened.
I guess I'm not making myself very clear. I mean, did something specific happen? Uncle Jimmy, did Mother Jedson and Florence have a quarrel?
Quarrel? Oh, bless your heart, dear child. Why should they quarrel?
Oh, just because it's human nature for people to quarrel. We all have differences of opinion.
Yes, yes, that's true. That's true, dear. Well, now that that's settled, you'll excuse me if I look after my radishes and onions.
I understand. You don't want to say anything. And I shan't ask you any more questions.
You know, Rosalind, dear, most things, if we just give them time, work out. Oh, not that there's anything to work out here, but...
But it's wiser to leave well enough alone. All right.
You know, I have an idea that Mr. Stewart will be wanting to have a chat with you soon. A business proposition, I hear.
Say, now, that isn't fair. What's it all about?
I'm afraid you'll have to wait until after dinner this evening, and that's all of 5 hours away. Poor Rosalind.
Father Stewart wants to discuss a business proposition with me. 5 hours until dinner time. I think I'll just drop past the office and take Mitzi Brenton some flowers. Uncle Jimmy, did Rosalind go to the library?
What's that, Florence?
I say, did Rosalind go to the library? She isn't in the house.
Might be over with Mrs. Jensen.
No, she isn't. I phoned and Miss Arden said she wasn't there.
Well, might have gone out for a walk. It's a beautiful day. Oh, now, where is my head? What to come out in the garden or shall I come in?
Well, I'll come out in the garden. The sun will do me good.
Well, Florence, dear, I don't know what I was thinking of. Rosalind told me where she was going just before she started out. She thought she'd drop in on Mitzi Brenton and take her some flowers.
Oh. She wasn't going to talk to Arnold, was she?
Well, I don't think so, but of course Arnold might want to talk with her.
About what in particular?
Well, I think it's a good time and place to discuss that, that partnership of Stewart and Bradford.
Stewart and Bradford?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know anyone by the name of Bradford.
Oh, that's Rosalind's maiden name. Although she may want to use the name of Jedson. Then the firm would be called Stewart and Jedson.
Oh, now wouldn't that be something? I never heard of anything more ridiculous.
Well, Rosalind is the adopted daughter of Anna Jedson.
I'll not have the name Jedson in gold letters on the windows of any office that Arnold opens anywhere.
Florence. Florence, dear. Aren't you over your mad yet?
No, I'm not. I still say that Mrs. Jedson has aided and abetted a condition that's certainly going to make a great deal of trouble for all of us.
Oh, dear. You know, my dear, your treatment of Mrs. Jedson is going to make Rosalind wonder if there isn't something wrong. The fact of the matter is that she was just a little puzzled about your coldness. And...
Yes, I know. Thought her wonderful mother Jedson.
Oh, dear, dear, why don't you bury the hatchet? Smoke the pipe of peace. And, oh, just go over there and tell her you're sorry. Kiss and make up, you know. Oh, dear, life is so short.
Oh, now that's a lot of sentimental rubbish. And I'm glad that Rosalind has noticed my coldness toward Mrs. Jedson. And if she wants to know the reason, all she has to do is ask me.
Florence, you wouldn't...
I would. All Rosalind has to do is ask me, and I'll tell her the truth.
Now, Mrs. Jedson, you just keep calm.
Calm? Calm? Well, how can a body...
You know, I didn't repeat what Florence told me as gossip. I merely wanted to put you on your guard.
On my guard? Well, I'm put on the fence. Now I don't know just what to do. Whether to have it out once and for all with Florence Stewart, or go to Rosalind, take the child in my confidence and tell her the whole thing, just how it...
Opportunity, of course. But if none of us gives her such an opening...
Oh, it'll slip out some way or other. Yes, honesty is the best policy. And if a fight's a-brewing, why get into the thick of it and have it done with?
I'm really sorry I told you, Mrs. Jedson. The whole thing might blow over, you know.
Forewarned is forearmed. And I'm for not waiting until Florence Stewart gets a hold of that girl and poisons her mind.
Oh, Florence isn't that bad now. Now, we mustn't go building up a case against the woman.
Well, I'm telling you this, Uncle Jimmy, straight out. I ain't going to have anybody think things about what didn't take place in my house. And that's what.
All right. Handle it the way you want, but we mustn't do anything to make Rosalind feel that...
Well, Uncle Jimmy, that girl's my daughter. A daughter that divine providence itself sent to me to bless my old years.
I know.
I love and worship and adore her.
Of course you do.
I'd no more cause her a minute's pain than I'd be the cause of you having pain, Uncle Jimmy.
Thank you, my dear.
But a lie will out, no matter how deep you bury it. And I'm for taking a chance on upholding the truth. I'm going to lay the whole thing before Rosalind.
Well, my dear, if that's the way you feel it should be done, go ahead.
Now, the minute Rosalind comes home, you tell her I want to see her.
The minute she gets home, Florence may want to talk to her, too. She's at the office. Why not call her there?
I'll do it, Uncle Jimmy. I'll tell her to come right on home to me. That I've got something mighty important to talk over with her. Something mighty important.
Where's Sister Rosalind, Uncle Jimmy?
Sister Rosalind? Why, I guess she's over at Mrs. Judson's. Isn't it wonderful to have two homes?
Gee, I should say so.
Mm. Did I hear you say Rosalind was over at Mrs. Judson's, Uncle Jimmy?
Yes, yes.
Well, she usually stops in here first and then goes over there. Well, that's strange.
What's so strange about it, Florence?
Oh, nothing, I suppose. Rosalind's perfectly free to do what she wants. Even if she never wanted to come here again, I couldn't make...
Gee, doesn't Mom get the goofiest ideas, Uncle Jimmy?
Johnny, shh. Now, is that a nice way to talk about your mommy?
Wasn't talking about Mom, just talking about her ideas.
Well, you know, it's not very nice for a little boy...
Gee whiz, Uncle Jimmy, can't you get over that little boy stuff either? I'm not little.
No?
I'm almost grown up, like you and Daddy.
Oh, you think so, Johnny?
I know so. Gee whillikins, I wasn't even little 5 years ago.
Johnny, it's just very possible that you weren't even little when you were in the cradle.
Now you're making fun of me. But you just wait, all of you, until I'm 16 or 17. I'm going to be one of the youngest and most important financial wizards that Wall Street ever saw.
Oh, and so you've decided to be a financier. Well, you know that's an excellent idea, but you should always give Uncle Jimmy at least 24 hours warning.
Oh, hello, Daddy. Gee, I'm glad you're home.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Well, so you're glad I'm home, eh, you young rascal?
Oh, no, not rascal today, Mr. Stewart. Young and important financial wizard.
Oh.
Boy wonder of Wall Street.
My, but things do happen around here.
I didn't say I'd be the boy wonder of Wall Street today.
No, I said it, Johnny. And if you're going to quote Uncle Jimmy, he'd like a buy land, you know, by me.
Oh, there you go, making fun of me again. Gosh, doesn't anybody ever take me seriously around here? What does a fella have to do, fly around the world and try to something?
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, I hope that boy of mine never grows up, bless him. Oh, by the way, I had a visitor today.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, and was I glad to see her. And together we hatched up the most wonderful plan, mm-hmm. and part of which, of course, you already know. I gave old J.D. my decision, and now we're really on the road to doing big things.
Mr. Stewart, what you're doing for Rosalind is...
Yeah, and what that girl is doing for me. Heavens, she's got more business sense than a dozen men put together, and such grand, original ideas.
So Stewart and Bradford will someday, soon now become a reality.
Yes, sir. Stewart and Bradford... No, Uncle Jimmy. Stewart and Jensen. Yes, sir. Stewart and Jensen. And I hope that it makes that dear old lady very, very happy.
It may make Mrs. Judson very happy, but how about Florence? And do you suppose that Rosalind's foster mother really had the nerve to tell her the truth about Bobby and Edith?